forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunny skies this afternoon with a high of 92. Southeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 67. Tomorrow, highs level off around 91. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 86.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. State universities across the state of Kansas are set to increase tuition rates going into the fall school semester anywhere between 5 to 7%. But with the rate hikes for the students coming into class, the Kansas Board of Regents has also approved a new plan to increase pay for the six university presidents. As KSNT News reports, the announcement came last week with pay raises coming in effective July 1st, with the highest rate going to Kansas State University's president, Richard Litton, receiving a 10.2% increase to the base salary, making $52,500 more compared to the previous year. Emporia State University's president, Ken Hush, also received backlash for proposing cuts to more than 24 faculty members, is receiving a 4% salary boost of $286,000, making $11,000 more year over year. Chancellor Douglas Girard from the University of Kansas also is set to get a 4% pay raise, coming up to $655,000 a year. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Looking to get mowing in a new Hustler Zero Turn immediately? Countryside Motors in Wellington has a great selection of new Hustlers. 72-inch Super Z, a 54-inch Fast Track, or a 42-inch Raptor. We have hundreds of mowers in stock in Wellington. 0% financing available or take advantage of cash discounts. Countryside Motors in Wellington. We've got the best mowers on the market. Just a short drive down 35. Shop online at countrysidemotors.net. Make the move to Countryside Motors in Wellington. We have what moves you.
The city of Topeka over the weekend held their 37th annual Dover Heritage Days. That included a car show, vendors, fairs, vendors, kids activities, food trucks, a parade, along with a pancake feed, a 5K and 1 mile run, along with other family events.
Show right here behind me. Antique tractors. We got every kid inflatable you can imagine over there for kids. Kids activities, everything is all volunteer and paid for by donations 100%. So absolutely nothing besides the vendors that are selling stuff and the food trucks. There's no charge for anything else. And so tons of kids activities. There's 40 different vendors, a petting zoo.
That audio from KSNT News. They say the celebration does celebrate Dover being founded in 1856 when the community was erected into a township. They say originally the founders came into the Dover area in 1856 and started the precinct of Auburn Township, with the town being named after Dover, New Hampshire.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the fall education semester coming up right around the corner in just a few months, the University of Nebraska, along with the president of the university, Tag Carter, has released their recommendations for the upcoming budget proposal that includes minimal tuition increases to help close what they call budget shortfalls. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that according to the university's proposal, they say they are sitting at a near $58 million budget shortfall between 2023 and 2025 and are proposing a 3.5% tuition increase that would be between $200 to $300 yearly for each student. According to President Ted Carter, they say that the $58 million budget shortfall represents just maintaining the university's current status quo and would not include any new investments in strategic opportunities like faculty salaries, high-priority academic programs, or student services like mental health. The Board of Regents for the state of Nebraska is set to meet on Thursday this week to discuss the proposal. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. You sorghum farmers, check this out.
Need feed? Check out Grace King BMR Hybrid Pearl Millet. It's excellent across the board, palatability, standability, regrowth potential, and grazing.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2800. Kaufman Seeds.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vets fraud center today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council last week discussed status of the Kester Block with concerns that rental income does not adequately cover costs, including insurance, taxes, and maintenance. Options of pursuing a property manager were mentioned with no decisions made. Caution against raising rents too much was also brought up. The former Mexican restaurant is closed, leaving the South Kester House available for lease. Several more resolutions were passed for property cleanups. City code enforcement advised that all but one contact has cleaned up properties identified this spring. Council also passed four resolutions for condemnation of properties at 1301 Calhoun, 500 and 502 Jenkins, and 300 Calhoun Street. An updated bid for overlay on a block of U.S. 36 from the highway near the new car wash with the addition of curb and gutter was discussed. A motion to proceed with the work passed on a 6-1 vote, with the car wash owners contributing $13,000 toward the $65,000 project. Purchase of a newer unit for chip seal work was approved on a 5-2 vote, with some apprehension as to the effectiveness of city operating chip and seal. A motion to update the former fire station near City Hall for record storage was passed unanimously. Resident access during road work planned along South 11th Road was discussed, as well as options for controlling dust on Jayhawk Road. Two motorcycles were reported stolen from Crown Over Automotive in Marysville June 16th or 17th. One was abandoned and recovered. The other, a 2003 Harley-Davidson Road King, is still missing. A reward is being offered. Anyone with information should contact authorities. Big Indian Lake in Southern Gage County has been removed from a watch list with restrictions as to exposure due to toxic blue-green algae. The alert was issued earlier after samples indicated high levels, which have been reduced. Water restrictions were placed in Pawnee City last week in response to the continued drought conditions. Outdoor watering will be rationed on an even, odd address rotation, so long as consumption levels remain above what the system can accommodate. The Kansas Corporation Commission has approved a request from Invenergy, owners of the Grain Belt Express project, to allow the 780-mile transmission line to be built in two phases. Construction on the 370 miles of line that runs through Kansas could begin in late 2024. This will connect the wind farm in Ford County east through Missouri, Illinois, and Indiana. The original agreement required the company to obtain financing to complete the entire line before work could begin. Citing demand for the project's energy and delays in permitting and land acquisition in Illinois, Invenergy requested an amendment allowing them to begin Phase 1, which includes Kansas and Missouri, once all regulatory approvals and financing have been obtained for that portion of the project. Even if Phase 2 never materializes, Phase 1 will be operational and capable of moving wind from western Kansas east on a line paid for by subscribers. John P. Kane, age 61, of Topeka, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Axtell. Private family burial at a later date in the church cemetery. Rosary is planned Tuesday evening at 7 at the church. With the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for John Kane. LaDonna R. Nemechek, age 84, of Blue Rapids, passed away Saturday. A funeral service is planned Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Waterville United Methodist Church. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery at Waterville. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for LaDonna Nemechek. Larry L. Wolbrandt, age 83, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. A graveside service is planned Friday, 10:30 at the Marysville City Cemetery, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Larry Wolbrandt. Albert J. Conchel III, age 40, of Waymore, passed away Friday. No service is planned at this time, with the Harmon Wright Mortuary in charge for Albert Conchel III.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower to mid-90s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. More sunshine throughout Wednesday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. And partly cloudy skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Still staying sunny and warmer throughout Thursday with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s. Partly cloudy skies still throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Sunny with highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Friday before a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout Friday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Scattered showers may continue into Saturday, otherwise sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 90s. And more scattered showers Saturday night, clear with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. And more sunshine on Sunday with our highs in the upper 80s and upper 90s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-June, 87, record high on this date, 109. The average low, 66, and the record low, 49. Sunset this evening, 8:57. Sunrise in the morning at 6:01.
Ready for the annual Backyard Beetle Reunion? It's all about the June bug on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, June 20th, the 171st day of the year. Beach Boys founder Brian Wilson has a birthday, and guitar legend Chet Atkins was born on this day in 1924. Have June bugs made an appearance around your porch lights yet? Here are some interesting facts about these fat beetles. While we consider them nuisances at best, the ancient Egyptians, who called them scarabs, considered the bugs extremely lucky. They were buried with royalty and good luck tokens were carved with their images. For Native Americans, toasted June bugs were a medicinal treatment for anemia, dehydration, and other ailments. They are said to have a surprisingly sweet molasses-like flavor and a satisfying crunch. Something to think about as they buzz around the patio this summer. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
When severe storms approach, tune to KNDY for the latest up-to-date watches and warnings. Stay safe and ahead of the storm with updates from the National Weather Service, WeatherEye, Weather Network, and our local reporters. Severe storm coverage on KNDY, service of these community sponsors.
With new and expanding inventory and great selection, Crown Over Auto Sales in Marysville is here to serve you. Backed by the service and handshake deal you trust, Crown Over has what you're looking for. But if they don't, talk to Andrew or Ethan about special ordering your next ride. Check out everything on their lot, located across from Prairie Valley Vet, East Highway 36 in Marysville, or check them out online at crownoverautosales.com. Friendly service and honest work. That's Crown Over Auto Sales in Marysville.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you roller, send for Schroeder.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroeder Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroeder Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Stay safe this storm season. Tune KNDY FM 95.5, KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1. and KNDYradio.com.
Citizen soldiers of the Kansas Army National Guard answer the call whenever their communities need them. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Our doctors treat the sick, our technology specialists keep lines of communication running. We safeguard our country, our state, our communities, and we have a place for you. Your part-time service can make all the difference in the world and at home. Learn more at NationalGuard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. Things have not started off well for the Kansas City Royals in their series against the Detroit Tigers on the road. Last night, the Tigers get a opening series win 6-4. Two teams will play again tonight at 5:40. After the game, Matt Quattario, manager for the Royals, had this to say.
We had the one more chance in the eighth, first and third, unable to capitalize there, but their reliever, you know, the sixth and seventh inning, they did a good job of shutting us down. We just weren't able to add on.
College World Series baseball in Omaha yesterday. Stanford lost to Tennessee 6-4. Stanford has now been eliminated. Wake Forest in a tight game beat LSU 3-2. TCU Oral Roberts play an eliminated game today, as well as Tennessee and LSU. Eight-time major champion Tom Watson, originally from Kansas City, wants answers on the PGA Tour's new business partnership with Saudi backers of LIV Golf. In a pointed letter Monday to the commissioner, he asked whether the deal was the only way to solve the tour's financial hardship.
The Kia Summer Sales event is upon us at Midwest Kia. Each month this summer, we'll announce huge dealer discounts on select models, giving you a chance to trade out your competitive make for a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. In June, see why the all-new Kia K5 leaves our competitors in the dust. Ready to upgrade your Nissan Altima, Honda Accord, Toyota Camry, or Ford Fusion? Trade it in towards the purchase of any new K5 and get a $2,000 discount. No matter the year, no matter the miles, your competitive trade saves you $2,000 instantly. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today, with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine print and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Trade in that old sedan and upgrade to a new 2023 Kia K5 today and get a $2,000 dealer discount only at Midwest Kia. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Limited powertrain warranty valid till June 30th.
Well, if you want to go to the Kansas City Raiders game in November, it has now become much easier for you to get to Las Vegas. Allegiant Airlines announced they are adding an additional nonstop flight from KCI Airport to Las Vegas just for Chiefs Kingdom. It just happens to be over the Thanksgiving weekend. The flight departs Kansas City on November 24th and returns on November 27th. The Las Vegas-based airline is doing the same thing in Pittsburgh, Dallas, and Buffalo ahead of NFL games between each team and the Raiders in Vegas. With the Oakland A's moving to Las Vegas becoming incredibly likely, the ranking for potential MLB expansion cities has changed a lot. In a recent poll, 100 MLB players picked Nashville as the overwhelming choice if MLB does expand. Nashville received 69% of the vote. Major League Baseball, if they go to 32 teams, has not expanded any new franchises since 1998. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs.
Wildcat fans, K-State football single game tickets are on sale now. Don't miss the action as your 2022 Big 12 champs defend their title this fall in the Bill. Prices start at just $30 for the home opener September 2nd. Don't wait to order as prices are subject to change. Reserve your seat today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer. Since 1947, the staff of Bruna Implement Company works daily to provide the best parts and service when you need it the most. Bruna Implement Company has been family owned for three generations. They know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer in Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and now Humboldt, Nebraska.
Anyone can sell you soybean seed. Channel Seedsman place product to perform. With Channel ExtendFlex soybeans and Channel Roundup Ready 2 Extend soybeans, you'll get the superior weed control you want and the high yield potential you need. Make the most of next season with a Roundup Ready Extend crop system and expert recommendations from Channel Seedsman. Ask a seedsman in your area for recommendations for your fields. Check with your state pesticide regulatory agency for specific restrictions in your state. Always read and follow pesticide label directions.
Don't let mosquitoes keep you from enjoying your garden and outdoor parties. Look for environmentally sound ways to manage these pests in your garden and landscape. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Here are a few suggestions from the American Mosquito Control Association. Drain water that collects in kids' toys, old tires, tarps, and pool covers. Even small containers contain enough water for hundreds to thousands of mosquitoes to breed. Change the water in bird baths at least once a week. Consider a small pump to keep water moving to prevent mosquito breeding. Or use mosquito dunks and bits and organic mosquito control in rain barrels and water features. They're safe for pets, wildlife, and children. Wear light-colored, loose-fitting clothing. These pests are less attracted to the lighter colors and can't readily reach your skin through loose clothing. And cover as much of your skin as possible with long sleeves and pants. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
If someone needs help, we might say others figuratively carried them to where they needed to be. In this case, one man literally carried another man for 40 miles to save his life. It was a testimony to all who had just been taken prisoner. The inspiring story is next on the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Why do you listen?
Anytime I'm talking to a friend about new music and I don't know what it is, it's probably because they were listening to radio and I wasn't.
I'm nosy. I like to know what's going on, and radio usually is right there telling me what and when is going on and where it's going on.
Oh, listen in the barn, skid loader, tractor, then just about anywhere you can.
When you put the lights on the barn, the radio went on.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
It was early November 1950. Over 200,000 Chinese troops entered the Korean War, and at the Battle of Unsan, American soldiers had to retreat and regroup as they faced the large force. Father Emil Capon, military chaplain and Catholic priest, was on the battlefield. Known for his courageousness and the fiercest of fighting, other soldiers recalled trying to get him to fall back to safety.
He said, we'd hollered at this chaplain to get out. You got to get out now. And he said, he turned and looked at him, and they said, like a man shopping for groceries. He was so calm, so quiet. And he just said, I will not leave the wounded and the dying.
Harriet Bina shares the story from Capon's home church in Pilsen, Kansas. On November 2, 1950, Capon and other Americans were taken prisoner. Those who could not walk to the camp were killed on the spot. Herb Miller was one of the wounded. When he could not stand, Father Capon saw the situation and took action.
He came charging across the road, came over and pushed that Chinese soldier away and said, "Here, let me help you." Grabbed Herb, threw him over his shoulder, and turned and started walking away.
Father Capon carried Herb Miller for 40 miles to the prison camp. Once there, the conditions did not improve. The situation for most was dire.
He couldn't change it. He was a prisoner now. So he tried to make the best of it that he could. They were going to have to live there. They were going to be captive here for a while.
Father Capon worked to make life in the camp better for everyone. He was an inspiration for the POWs, which meant his captors did not like him.
They couldn't take him out and kill him, because if they took him out and killed him outright, the whole camp would revolt. But now he was sick. He had a blood clot in his leg.
Capon's health continued to deteriorate. The final chapter of this story is not really a final chapter at all. As you'll hear next time, as we travel the countryside in Pilsen, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
Prices for new vehicles may be more affordable than you thought, and your new car or truck is waiting at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Beatrice. Go online and see their selection, or stop by the lot on West Court in Beatrice with hundreds of new and used vehicles in all price ranges. Put their finance team to work getting you into a new ride today. Check out incentives for new car or trucks now and let them evaluate your trade-in. Stop by soon. Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Beatrice. Online at twinriv.com.
Fertilizers and lawn products are beneficial to grass, but they can wreak havoc in your pond. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If your pond has algae, your pristine yard may be the cause, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
A pond in their pasture. They mow the grass in the pasture and get within about 20 feet of the water. Most of the pond has tall grass and other plants and trees around it. Some people have ponds that are located within a well-manicured lawn and mow right up to the water's edge. But if you fertilize the grass, chances are some of that fertilizer is ending up in the pond. Fisheries biologist Bob Lusk with Pond Boss Magazine says this adds nutrients to the water that it doesn't need.
Most of the time, water has plenty of nitrogen, for example, and plenty of potassium. Besides, water can absorb nitrogen from the atmosphere. So what happens is when you get excessive amounts of nitrogen, it starts to grow things you don't want in the water, especially algae. I've seen different kinds of algae show up around water areas that are adjacent to lawns that are especially over-fertilized.
He says if you fertilize the lawn correctly, the nutrients won't run off. But control also depends on the lay of the land, the soil type, and climate.
If you're in an area where you're prone to really heavy rains, big thunderstorms that bust through, like, you know, the tornado belt, for example, I think it's great to have a buffer zone around the edge of the pond. So that way, you know, you've got a 4 or 5 foot buffer area of native grasses that can catch whatever nutrients or silt or whatever tries to wash into a pond with heavy rains.
Lusk advises planting native turf grasses in the lawn beyond the buffer zone, which may reduce the need for fertilizer. If you like the well-manicured look, Lusk says it's okay to mow right up to the water's edge. Just be thoughtful about how lawn maintenance is impacting the pond's ecosystem. Find more tips for maintaining a lawn around a pond at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The last time you stared at the sky? I don't mean a quick glance or two, but a really good long look. I like to take a few minutes sometimes when I'm out at the barn to watch the clouds roll by. My problems seem to shrink, and I become more content with what I already have in life. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Contentment doesn't mean you don't have any financial challenges or goals to work toward. It just means you're making the most of the resources God has given you, and you're not constantly consumed by anxiety about getting more.
When you're content, you live within your means. You're not always trying to keep up with the latest trends or acquire more possessions. You're intentional and you prioritize your needs over your wants. You can also practice generosity by giving to others. When you're content, you're able to recognize new opportunities to share your resources with others. Sometimes, all it takes is a little cloud gazing to put things into perspective and remind you of what's really important in life.
Grab your friends and family and join Jim's Carpet for this year's Homestead Days. The fun begins June 21st. Come out for a glimpse of the past and check the parade, food vendors, fireworks, car show, and so much more. From Jim's Carpet in Beatrice, offering the very best in both commercial and residential floor coverings. Nails by Tina invites you and your family to come share the magic of Homestead Days in Beatrice starting June 21st. Come learn the skills to complete daily pioneer jobs and more. Hope to see you there. Nails by Tina in Beatrice, where ear piercing, manicures, pedicures, and acrylic nails are our specialties. You deserve it.
A former U.S. Department of Agriculture official shares her take on the Farm Bill discussion today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. Kathleen Merrigan was a deputy secretary at the USDA during the Obama administration and now serves as executive director of the Sweetie Center for Sustainable Food Systems at Arizona State University. Merrigan took part in a recent panel discussion put on by the nonprofit Food Tank to talk about the Farm Bill. While the farm title represents a relatively small part of the overall Farm Bill, Merrigan says it's an important part.
Our small scale and many of our mid-scale farmers aren't making it. And how do we use the Farm Bill to help those people out?
Merrigan understands how budget concerns affect the Farm Bill.
Anytime you add something new, usually you have to subtract something old. You have to do nips and tucks. So as we look at this Farm Bill and we want to make sure that we help those struggling farmers, many of whom are on important lands that we want to keep in production or at a minimum away from urban development that causes environmental planetary harm, we need to do something different.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Here's a look at your Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Tuesday, June the 20th. As we celebrate June Dairy Month, we are reminded of the nutritional benefits of nature's perfect drink, milk. In this report from Holstein Association USA, we hear the story of how a Midwest mom has revolutionized the world of sports drinks with dairy at the center. Bob Cervera reports.
Milk. It's protein-packed, full of vitamins and electrolytes, and it's at the foundation of a healthy diet. That's why Midwest mom Michelle McBride asked the question.
So I thought, well, there's got to be a way to make a sports drink out of milk, and so that's what we did.
Michelle is the founder and CEO of Good Sport, a recovery drink naturally made from the goodness of milk.
It came from really a need I had. My son was being offered the leading sports drinks that are filled with sugar and artificial ingredients, and I wanted something natural. And I thought, what about milk? And so I did a little bit of research, and I learned that milk is packed with electrolytes and that it's been scientifically shown to be more hydrating than sports drinks.
The results have been revolutionary. Good Sport has three times the electrolytes of other leading sports drinks and a third the sugar, with no added sugar. Michelle says there's a good reason her sports drink can do all that.
Dairy plays a role in that because we just leverage the carbohydrates that are already in milk to make good sport, and it's the perfect balance of carbohydrate for a sports drink.
And now here's a check on your humidity levels throughout the entire state of Kansas. 63% humidity in northwest Kansas, 49% humidity in southwest Kansas, and south central Kansas, 47% humidity, 43% humidity in the central part of the state, in the eastern part of the state, 47% humidity, and in the north central part of the state, 44% humidity.
Shocker basketball has turned the page to a new era with head coach Paul Mills now at the helm. Coach Mills looks forward to continuing the winning tradition of Wichita State basketball and knows we have to do it together with your help. Join Shocker Nation in Charles Koch Arena for the 2023-24 season by purchasing your season tickets now. Call the Shocker Ticket Office at 316-978-FANS and join the fight for Wichita with head coach Paul Mills. That's 316-978-FANS.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/3free and switch to United today. Terms and restrictions.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
Good to take a cool dip in the pond on a hot day. Pay attention to water quality conditions and use common sense as you swim on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
In a world where pests terrorize unsuspecting citizens.
Wrong script, dude. This is Intrepid Edge Insecticide. You know, saves farmers acres from soybean pests.
Oh, right. In a world with two modes of action and proven residual protection, Intrepid Edge Insecticide delivers fast knockdown for total control of soybean pests and more yield potential. Visit intrepidedge.corteva.us to protect your acres.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
My parents' best friends had a farm pond, and during the summer, our two families spent a lot of time together fishing and swimming. I stayed away from algae because I thought it was gross, but otherwise never thought about any health risks from the water. Bob Rose is a retired water quality specialist at the University of Missouri. He says pond water always has waterborne pathogens, but most of them aren't harmful. A source water survey can tell you a lot about the quality.
Looking at where the water is coming from, what it flows over before it gets into the pond, that's really about the best thing you can do. If the water runs through a feedlot and gets into the pond, then the chances are very good you'll have exceptionally high levels of bacteria, and you may want to check it. But most of the time we know that you're going to be above what we would classify as a safe limit for a public beach for swimming.
Geese that call your pond home can add a lot of bacteria in the water. However, Bros says the sun will eventually kill much of the bacteria, so it doesn't stay suspended in the water for an extended period of time. If you see green or brown scum, an oily sheen, or floating dead fish, it's not a good idea to jump in. Most algae blooms aren't harmful to humans, but it's unpleasant to swim in. Bros says common sense is your best defense.
Can you get in water that's stagnant or water that's got algae in it? Yes, you can. But make sure that you don't drink that water. You don't swallow it. Make sure that you don't get in the water if you have an open wound or something. That could easily get infected.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about pond water quality at agriculture.com.
Stockman. If you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has 30 head of Angus and Sim-Angus yearling, two-year-olds, for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. We're rolling through a Tuesday here, the first day back after the holiday to celebrate Juneteenth. So there's a lot of profit taking right now with corn and with grains. So July corn right now down 3/4 at 639.5. September corn, 590.5 down. That's down 3.5 right now. Kansas City wheat for July, 835.25, down 6.75. Kansas City wheat for September, 833.75. That's down 5.25. July oats at 401.5, down 3. September oats at 405, down 0.25 currently. Taking a look at soybeans for July, 1476 flat, and that's up 9.5. Soybeans for August, 1407.5, that's flat. Looking at cotton for July, 8123, down 23 cents. October cotton up 96 cents at 8301. Live cattle for June, 178.20, that's down 15 cents. August live cattle, 170.90, that's down 82.5 cents. Feeder cattle for August, 234, 17.5 cents, that's down 75 cents. And feeder cattle for September, 237.40, that's down 77.5 cents. Crude oil for July, $70.25, that's down $1.53. August crude, $7.79, that's down $1.17. Looking at gold on this Tuesday for June, $1931.30. That's down $27.10. Gold for August, $1948.70. That's down 22.5 cents. Silver for July, $23.25. Down 87 cents. September silver at $23.46. That's down 87.5 cents. Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is down 165. S&P down 11. NASDAQ down 5. That's a look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network on this Tuesday. I'm Jeff Aiken.
When you're shopping for a used car, you don't want to go just anywhere. You don't want to go where it's crazy and chaotic and more like a circus. You probably don't want to go to the place with a goofy mascot where they don't even listen and try to sell you something you don't want. And you definitely don't want to deal with a place with a sleazy guy like this.
This one here is a beauty. Tip-top shape. Don't mind that noise. She's running perfect. Don't worry. You can trust me.
Come see our team of professionals here at Rusty Eck Ford. Not only will we help you find the vehicle that you want, they're the experts in helping you with the financing you need, no matter your credit situation. So before you go to one of those other places and wish later that you didn't, go to Rusty Eck Ford first. Wichita's only President's Award winner for customer service 3 years in a row. See the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The Great Depression impacted many people as well as agriculture and the Farm Bill. K-State Extension Agriculture Policy Specialist Jenny Ift discusses that time period, what she considers to be the first Farm Bill, and other programs that impacted agriculture. There was a large amount of struggle during this time.
If you look back to the early 1930s, there was just a lot of suffering everywhere in the U.S. There was 25% unemployment by 1933. Because of this, you had food riots, you were having starvation deaths. You know, farms were also struggling in rural areas. You had a lot of farms had high levels of debt. There was record high levels of farm foreclosures. A lot of states actually passed a moratorium on farm foreclosures. You had over 1,000 rural banks fell in 1931. So, you know, there was suffering on and off the farm throughout the U.S. at that time.
During this time, parity prices were given to producers and the number of acres farmed decreased, which impacted farm incomes.
This is what I'd really think about as the first Farm Bill, and that was in 1933. A big part of what that did is allowed farmers to sell their certain major crops, corn, wheat, and a few others, at what's called parity prices. There was a substantial increase in farm income. Now, part of this, you know, with these parity prices being paid, farmers were also being paid to reduce production. So there wasn't a recognition even then that if you're changing the prices that people receive, you're also going to change how much they produce.
Many programs began during this time that supported agriculture and rural areas.
So there were all kinds of different developments. So you did have more low interest loans made available to farmers at that time. You had further development of the farm credit system. So putting in place legislation that allowed for an expansion of agricultural credit. You had the formation of local soil and water conservation districts. Crop insurance started, although it remained very small for several decades. You had some marketing orders or some support for market development for specialty crops and milk. Local USDA committees, so this, you know, involvement of local producers in what the USDA did. Rural electrification was another large development. You had almost no electricity in rural areas in 1930s, and by 20 years, most rural areas were covered. So just think about the big change in people's lives going from having electricity to no electricity.
That was Kansas State University Extension Agriculture Policy Specialist Jenny Ift on programs that were developed for agriculture during the Great Depression. This period granted electricity to many people and was the start of many programs that are still seen in our current time. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Welcome to the 45th Annual Homestead Days Celebration. Join all the fun June 21st through the 25th. The Beatrice Chamber of Commerce and participating members invite you to take part in all the activities that will be happening throughout Beatrice and the Homestead National Historical Park, like the Fireworks Pyro Musical, car shows, kids activities, live entertainment, parade, swap meet, rib fest, color run, and so much more. Don't miss any of the action by downloading your very own brochure at homesteaddays.com. Enjoy the 45th Annual Homestead Days Celebration.
Blue Valley Door Company invites listeners and their families to Homestead Days in Beatrice starting June 21st. Come on out and have some fun. Blue Valley Door Company in Beatrice. We service and install all types of doors and openers, seamless guttering as well for farm, industrial, residential doors and openers.
KNDY. Kansas, and Southeast Nebraska's home for the Legends of Country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231AX Marysville.